What's up, everybody? We are going to get into this week's podcast. Me and Jackson talk about our Wicked experience together. We get a sweet and savory overnight oats recipe. We talk about 2025 and my struggles with fitness. And also, our topic this week is what vacation spot you would want in a video game world. Enjoy the episode. It's
What's up, Bear the Gamers, and welcome back to your favorite podcast about video games.
I'm Juicebox.
And I'm Jackson.
And it's dangerous to go alone. So, hey, listen.
Like, it was right there. So right before we started this, we were just talking about something kind of unrelated. And we're like, yeah, it's dangerous to go alone. You know, like the Zelda reference. And like, we could, you know, like, hey, listen. I was like, how the fuck have we not drawn the conclusion after 2 years of podcasting that, hey, listen, is a perfect like tagline and slogan for a podcast that's named It's Dangerous to Go Alone? How have we never utilized it a single fucking time?
Can you add in like with the it's dangerous to go alone? It could go ding, hey, listen. Can you add that in?
Sure. I'm not even a musician and I could add that in. That's how fucking obvious it is to me.
I feel so stupid.
So dumb. Oh man. Oh fuck. But hey, we'll find a way to market that. We're talking about maybe doing some like rebranding stuff in this year We incorporate all of that.
Yeah, maybe we like kiss a bit, you know? I don't know. Let's get crazy.
Hey, listen to my boundaries.
Also, hey, listen. Jackson, yeah. Fix my microphone, I think.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't sound great right now, I don't want to take full responsibility for it, but have a new microphone that you're using for the first time, and you've tried different filters, and they weren't working very well, and you sound cleaner and better now. If we get through the edit, and people listening are like, ooh, hot garbage, I'll go through and fix it. But I can tell you right now, what I'm hearing sounds like you. And that's good. All we really need.
I know. I think, well, Jackson told me I had too many things on. So I had equalizers. I had noise compressors. I had all these things. And he said, team too much.
Because you got a good microphone.
Let the microphone be good.
Let the mic do its work. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Yeah.
I know. It's a learning curve with tech. You've just adding all these things in. It is such a learning curve.
Yeah. And it's a lot of trial and error, which is frustrating as well. Like, for example, you and I were really, really excited the first time we got to do an episode together in the same space. And then we just ran into tech issue after tech issue after tech issue. And we didn't know until we were trying and failing and trying and failing and trying and failing. And like, unfortunately, sometimes that's what's necessary to get stuff to work in the end. And I kind of hate it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and even last week we did our live episode with those little on mics.
Yeah, lav clip-on mics, yeah.
Yeah, it sounded different. They didn't sound bad, but it sounded different.
It sounded different. Like, they sounded okay. You're never going to get, like, the same quality as a dedicated desktop microphone from those types of things. They sounded good. The issue that I had was yours was placed so much lower, and since they came through on the same track, I couldn't just boost your audio. So that was part of the difficulty that I had with the edit. So I did my best with it, but it wasn't super easy.
So now we know I should just hold it close to my mouth.
But that would also present its own difficulties. So yeah, mine was too high because it was technically right under my neck because of how high the collar of my sweater was. We would just find a more even balance, essentially.
Mm. I should just not wear tiny tank tops and put on a crew neck like an adult.
Yeah, that might have been a helpful thing.
No, that's fair.
We know for next time.
Yeah, we know for next time. Exactly. Yeah. That's fine.
Exactly.
That's fine.
This is our first episode since we spent the holidays together. Yeah, that's right. We were together for the 31st, and Mr. Box was there, and we had a good time. But yeah, running into 2025 now.
Yeah. Now, whoa. Stop. I'm still in 2024. I'm still there. I have a question.
Go ahead.
Now, we watched Wicked.
Yeah.
What did you think?
It was fine.
Okay. Moving on.
No, I think we should dive into it a little bit more. In fact, because I know people that were asking about it, they're like, oh, so you watched it with Juice? And I went, yeah, it's fine. And they were like, excuse me? And people were really upset that I was like, yeah, the movie's fine. Like,
what do you mean just fine?
It's fine. It's fine.
What do you mean just fine?
It's fine. It's a retreading of a story that we're already familiar with because it's already an existing musical. Mm. Basically, It's as if they fan casted a musical and they were like, hey, if you could pick anyone to play these characters, who would you pick? I would pick Ariana Grande. And then they did it and everyone's like, oh my God, they picked my favorite character. And then like they
Ariana
just did
Grande
the thing.
Worked so hard to be able to play Glinda in this movie. She has worked her whole career to do this.
So you think when she started her career, like what, 10 years ago, she was like, you know what I'm going to do? When they make a movie that's about half of a musical of Wicked, I'm going to be the lead.
Jackson, I don't think you understand. I know so much about this. So when Ariana Grande was a young girl, she went into Kristen Chenoweth's dressing room at Wicked, and she came up to her in her tiny little squeaky voice, and she said to Kristen Chenoweth, one day I will be Glinda. And Kristen Chenoweth said, you will one day. And then when Kristen Chenoweth sat next to Ariana Grande at the premiere, she turned to her and she says, are you proud of me? And they both cried. I know so much about this. That press tour is burned into my mind.
Like, neat. But does it make the movie better? Not really. Like, for you, it has formed a very clear additional emotional attachment. For me, I'm just like, yeah, cool. She did good.
Here's my second question. The whole time you were watching it, were you like, are they lesbians?
No. Nah. At one point, I guess maybe not, no. Because at one point I went, enemies to lovers. Right? And I was like, the storyline's there. But no, there wasn't enough tension there for me. Like, there's not, like, the level of tension that you and I carry. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's...
Where people are, like, constantly, like, that's Mr. Box, right? And I'm like, I'm flattered, but no.
That was funny. I posted a video of you on my Instagram, and people were like, oh, Mr. Box. And I was just like, love that energy. Nope.
I don't know.
You know what? I think you and Mr. Box look like brothers.
I wish, man. Mr. Box is a dreamboat, everybody.
Handsome
Mr.
town.
Mr. Box is great. Mm-hmm. But the movie was fine. My favorite part of it watching with you was every time they used a word that's not really a word, I would turn to you and just go, that's not a word. So that by like 20 minutes into the movie, anytime I turned my head towards you, you just put your hand up in front of me and didn't say anything else. You were just like,
Shut up.
I was like... Okay.
It was when you and Mr. Box started talking during my favorite parts. I'd be like, shut up.
Yeah, there was numerous moments where you were like, this is my favorite part. And we're like, okay. So then the other thing I was thinking, you're like, this is my favorite part. And I was just like,
at one point I paused it. I went, pause.
You're like, you have something to say? Because
please.
Now is your moment.
Get it out. Let it out. Let it out.
Yeah. But yeah, it was fine. I will say this, it was a more enjoyable experience watching alongside you guys. If I was just at home and watching, I would have been like, I'm bored. But also, by the end, I forgot that Defying Gravity was a song.
Yeah.
It's such a long movie. It's like 2 hours and 40 minutes. And then
the pacing of Defying Gravity is something to be. Yeah.
And then they get to the end and then they start the openings. They start the opening of that song. And I was like, oh yeah, that's a song. I forgot. Interesting. And also there was a moment that I turned to you and I was like, that doesn't make any sense. And you were like, yeah, it does, but it doesn't. And I don't know that I can talk about it. There was just like a, hey, this way, completely clear of any dangers, threats, or difficulties. Nah, I'm going to go back the other way and dive through glass instead. And I was like, what the fuck? Why didn't you just jump where you started, idiot?
Because it's more dramatic, because it's a movie.
No, it doesn't make any sense. It's also, like, Jeff Goldblum, come on.
No, I agree. Jeff Goldblum,
out of here.
Jeff Goldblum didn't need to be there. It's fine. I agree with you. Could have been somebody else. Could have been anybody else. Goldblum was just Goldblum.
Jeff Goldblum is just playing Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah.
Like, that's
no,
it. He just did it. It was the same thing all the time. Watching with the subtitles on is really funny because they put in all of his us, like his really trademarks, like, and they were,
I will say the giant Jeff Goldblum head sculpture during The Wizard and I, hilarious.
Fun,
hilarious. But aren't you happy that it wasn't played by that one awful guy who was in Cats, the chubby British guy?
Are you body shaming?
No.
The guy
I don't think chubby is a bad word. Do you?
Oh, I think we did this exact dance while we watched Wicked, but about someone completely unrelated. I was like, you piece of shit. Anyhow. Then, yeah, it was all fine.
know. We can move on. How are you?
Well, hold on. The one other thing. The other gripe that I have, if I can air a grievance, if you'll allow it.
Of Wicked.
What color do you think this road should be? Oh, blue? Green? Oh, yellow? Let's do that. Come on.
I think I peed during that part.
That's a swing and a miss on the fan service. Like, they're trying to tie it back, and they're like, you know, Yellow Brick Road, this is where it originated. Get fucked.
Well, the whole reason that it was yellow was Glinda was supposed to be in a yellow dress, and she says it's yellow, and it's like, it makes sense because it's the color of her dress, and it's because she's full of herself, and she says, obviously it should be yellow. My dress is yellow right now, so we would match. So that's why. But instead, she was wearing pink, and that was kind of a bad decision from them. Anyways, how are you?
I'm doing well. I was telling you a little before the show, I fuck with flaxseed now.
I fuck so hard with flaxseed. I'm so proud. The way that I have a teaspoon of flaxseed every single day in my protein smoothie, and my poops every day at 6 a.m.
I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. I don't know if it's had the same impact on me, because I don't know. But what I've actually started doing is I do overnight oats. So that I have breakfast, and I'm trying to, like, I don't love New Year, New Me. We talked about it last week.
I was going
to
say New Year, New Year's
resolution bullshit. But I am trying to just take better care of myself. That's not because of the New Year. That's because I had a break from my routine, and coming back to try to reestablish it, I'm like, what can I do better to take better care of me? So, like, on Monday, I was up early and went to the gym for a bike ride prior to work. But yeah, as part of, I think what I've identified as bad behavior is just like getting up and being on a work call within 15 minutes. And then I don't have like a bookend to my day. Like, it doesn't feel like I'm in control of my own time and space. So just trying to take a little bit more ownership over that and get a little more physically active when I can. I have a lot of meetings that start at 8 a.m. So what I'm going to try to do is do meetings. If I have a meeting at 8 a.m., great. I'm up at 7:30 anyways. 7:30, go to my meeting at 8. What I'm going to try to do is, when I don't have a meeting at 8, still get up at 7:30 and then just go to the gym instead. And then kind of have like a regular wake up time throughout the week. And yeah, nice. I'm doing my best, working hard for it. Put in the work, as they say.
New year, new Jackson.
Nah, don't say that. I hate it. Even if it's true.
What's the overnight oats recipe?
So I just found one online. I had never actually done overnight oats. I was I was like, what is this?
And they taste like boogers to me, but
it just tastes like oatmeal. It was fine. Like, okay. It's just cold oatmeal. And I'm like, okay, this rocks. So rolled oats, flaxseed, a little bit of maple syrup, and then oat milk. Put that overnight, and then in the morning before I serve it, I throw in blueberries, a scoop of yogurt, and a little bit more maple syrup.
Okay, you want one? You want a good one?
You got more for me?
I got one for you.
Give it to me.
You ready?
Hit me.
Okay. Rolled oats.
Yeah.
Oat milk.
Yeah.
Cut the cinnamon.
Maybe there wasn't cinnamon.
I thought you said, you said maple syrup. Cut the maple syrup.
A little sweet.
Okay, I got the sweet for you. Cut the maple syrup. What else did you add? Flaxseed.
Flaxseed.
Pop yogurt, in the flaxseed. Okay. So vanilla yogurt.
Yep.
So it's got a Greek yogurt, high protein.
That's what I do every time.
Okay. Then what we're going to do, we're going to take Oreos. You're going to take three. Stay with me. Stay with me. Stay with me. Stay with me.
Go.
You're going to take two Oreos.
Hold on. Because you started to say three.
Nope. Stay with me.
I wanted three.
Stay with me.
I'm with you. Okay, carry on.
Stay with me. So you're going to take two of the three Oreos.
Oh, so I do get three Oreos.
You get three Oreos. So you're going to take two out of the three. We're going to crush it up. Cream staying. You want that cream still.
Okay.
Just keep that cream in there.
Yeah.
Crush them up. Tiny, tiny little chunks.
Yeah.
Right? You're going to pour those in. Mix it all together. Okay? That third Oreo is going to sit and wait for you. Okay? It's going to be a little friend that's going to wait. Because then what we're going to do next morning, instead of putting those blueberries on, we're going to take that third Oreo, crush that one up, cookie coating on top so it's not soggy. And then you get that Oreo crunch, and it's like a cookies and cream overnight oats. And because it's only three Oreos, the sugar content is a little bit lower, but you get the protein and the oats from the overnight oats.
It sounds like you made my breakfast more delicious, but way less healthy.
No, like, it's not as bad.
What if you take your breakfast and you put cookies in it?
It's not as bad. Even if you add a scoop of protein, it's going to be a little bit more of a high protein. It is going to be a bit more high cal, but this one's more of a treat.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like your Friday one. You don't have this one every day, but it's like on Friday, I'm going to have my Oreo one because it's like my little treat.
In theory, could I just throw like a scoop of protein powder in with this whole recipe and not have it like change a whole lot?
What do you think? I'm surprised you have not.
Well, I don't own protein. That's part of the problem.
What?
Yeah.
I know. I have two.
I'm natty, baby.
Do you take creatine?
No, never.
Natty baby.
I've literally never touched creatine, whereas protein, like I would have in the past, but I just don't own any right now.
Jackson, with your muscle composition, I think you would blow up with creatine. But we'll talk about
that. I don't disagree.
That's for another day, King. That's for another day.
Before we talk about you, because I am going to ask, just take a breath. I'm going to ask. It's on my radar. I went to the circus. I went to the Cirque du Soleil on the weekend. Cirque du Soleil. No, it was cool.
Which one?
I went and saw Echo, I believe, was the one that was in Vancouver. I think I caught them on their last day.
Was the concept hundreds of bats and dolphins echolocating?
No bats or dolphins. Lots of animals, though. And immediately I was like, this would appeal to furries for sure. Everyone has animal heads on. Oh. And my favorite, personal favorite, there's a gecko.
Oh.
Fucking hysterical. Just funny walked guy. Around and had like weird like posture about it. And it really cracked me up every time I saw them. But yeah, I've only been to a couple of Cirque shows. Have you been to Cirque?
I have been to a handful of Cirque shows.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Very cool. And I texted you at intermission and I went, we're running away and we're joining the circus.
And you said we are being...
You said we... I said we're going to be clowns.
And yeah. I said I'm basically a glorified clown anyway. So
it's perfect.
Yeah.
But I didn't tell you what I saw. So there was a couple of things where I was like, oh, we're going to do that. That's so fucking basic. But then they just did it so well that it was like, holy shit. But so juggling was one of it. There's like a dog that spends most of the show being a dog. And then they throw him a ball. And then he does like a juggling routine where at some points he's juggling like 9 balls. It was really cool. There was the teeter totters. And those things are just fucking awesome.
Did this one have the big box?
It was a big box. That was the main set. And they used it as a projector screen as well. It was really cool. Have you seen these acts where... one person's laying on their back with their feet up and the acrobat is on their feet and they're doing like tumbling on the feet and they're doing like flips and twirls and twists and stuff.
Yeah.
I was like, we're going to do that.
I want to do actually. Can you and I do the one where it's like, did they have the two strongmen where they're like
strongmen's?
Okay. So the last one I saw, it's two strongmen. So they're just two guys that are just so many muscles, the most muscles in the world. They're just absolutely
huge. So that's going to be us, naturally.
And then they do the thing where the one like leans back and the other guy leans perfectly straight. And then like the only thing keeping them like, so they're like a straight line and then the other one's just like their feet's on the ground.
Yeah.
You know that one.
We can figure that out.
You want to do that?
I've seen people do that on ice. I think
we're going to do that.
Similar.
Do you know what's actually really funny, Jackson? I'm Googling Echo and I'm seeing all the stuff from the show and all these things. Da, 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 and guess what else I see?
What?
Furries. Right?
I fucking told you. I sat you there being wrong. Like, there's furries here.
A lot there of was one furries. Part,
two parts, didn't like, was not a fan of. There was a contortionist, not a fan of that shit. That just freaked me out the whole time.
Oh.
Their shoulders like, were like, they rotated their shoulder like 120 degrees. I was like, this looks so painful. It hurts in my body. Now, it's part of the show. I laughed. I enjoyed it. I clapped along. But I was just like, oh, fuck. And the other one was there was two acrobats that did like an aerial number. And they were attached by their hair.
No, I don't like that.
Twisting and twirling, like dangling. One person is strapped in. The other one is just connected by their hair to the other person. Hated it. I was so stressed. And then for their final trick, Juice, same idea, but instead of clamping down each other's hairs, they had mouth guards that they both bit down on and were connected and dangling by and twirling around by this fucking mouth guards, by their teeth.
And like, I don't think teeth and hair are that strong.
I don't either. Like I'm stressed.
Babe, my hair? No.
Yeah.
I'm dead.
Yeah, me too.
I've flown down. I'm flying down 10 stories and crashing. My teeth, baby. Oh, popping out my mouth.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
One time when I was touring with Disney on Ice, we played Providence. And the week prior, Disney on Ice, the same company owns or owned, I guess owning again, Barnum and Bailey, the like old school circus. Mm. And they had played Providence the week before we were there. And there was an acrobatics number where there was a number of them, a number of women hanging by their hair. And they did like a chandelier act. And it fucking crashed out of the sky. And it fell down and hit the ground. They had to stop the show. So when we played Providence, they brought in PR trainers to be like, hey, if you get asked, let's figure out how you can properly respond to this. One woman broke her back, but she was ultimately okay. Ultimately, everyone was okay. She had like a broken vertebrae, but like no paralysis, like recovered, was fine.
I was about to be like this. I was about to be like, was Batman there? Did he save Robin?
Batman.
Because Robin's parents died because they were acrobats.
I'm very proud of you for that reference. That's a great reference.
Thank you so much. The whole time I was looking for the joke, but then I was going to be like, Batman.
I'm Batman. I'm Batman. But yeah, how are you? Thank you for letting me rant. Well, it's only been 20 minutes of talking about me. Get over yourself.
I'm good. It's January, so new year, new me. Lots and lots of people coming to the gym. And I work at 3, so busy time for juice. Which is like fine. Like if January is the time that you decide wellness is going to be what your New Year's resolution is, great. I just like think stick to it, you know? Cause it's like I'm putting in a lot of work right now. And if all of these motherfuckers leave in 2 weeks and I've just worked my ass off to be like, you can do it, you're so great. And then they're like, I don't want to do it anymore. In like 2 weeks when it starts to get hard, I'm going to lose my goddamn mind.
Well, just think about the positive impact that you had, even if it was in a short period of time. You did great by them, you know?
No.
Okay. Yeah, fuck them.
3 people have already come in and I have like given them my heart and my soul for an hour and 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. And then they walked out like, thanks, I just really wanted a free class and left. You piece of shit.
Can I ask you a question?
What?
Do you think you're putting too much into this emotionally?
Yes.
Okay, good. I was a little nervous for you there in the middle.
No. Yeah, a little bit too much. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. January is a bit rough for fitness. But everything's good. I'm really excited. I've decided to I'm gonna get started on my content now that we fixed my mic. I'm going to get started on my content now. So I'm really excited. I'm going to be putting together, I want to do like how to videos on like how to stream and stuff.
Cool.
You know? So I'm really excited for those.
You're going to be a tech girly in 2025.
Right. I want tech brand deals.
Cool.
Makeup's fun, but boring. You know?
But you've already worked with some gaming brands. So like tech and gaming go so closely hand in hand, right?
Yeah, like I want like tech and gaming. I want to do like, I want to start doing gaming reviews, like, but more short form, right?
Yeah.
Bringing, you know, stuff like that. So those are kind of my, what?
If you want, we have the podcast as a jumping off point. If we want to go and chase review codes for games before they come out and transition to doing legitimate game reviews, we could do that. I know other people that have done that. Like, we can go out of our way to publishers and say, hey, we have a games podcast. We won a Canadian Podcast Award 2 years ago. Don't look it up. And I'm not salty or bitter about it. But congratulations to No Quest for the Wicked. They crushed it. They had articles written about them. It's fine. It's great. They didn't even ask me for a quote for the article, whoever the article writer was. But whatever. It's great. Congratulations. But we can go to them and genuinely be like, hey, we have a gaming podcast. We've been doing it for years. This is some of our numbers. Could we be on a list to get review codes ahead of time as games journalists and games media?
I already have a connection to do that. I talked to somebody at TwitchCon. We could just do that.
Did you just big time me right now?
I'm so sorry.
Did you just big time me right now?
I'm so sorry.
Also, why didn't you tell me about this a long time ago? Was this another person from Tonkatsu?
No.
That's a ramen. That's not the name of the website.
No, it was a PR agency and Tommy decided not to go with them because they didn't have money. It was all going to be free stuff. But
that's what
Follow up.
Let's figure it out.
I love when we have meetings on the pod.
This isn't a meeting. This is you trying to live your life and achieve your goals, and me trying to jump in to help.
I know, but now I'm embarrassed.
You're embarrassed because you had the thing that you're trying to accomplish and you said no to it?
Yeah. funny. But overall, I'm good. I'm good. Now that my mic is fixed, I feel a lot better.
Yeah. Until you listen to this episode and you're going to be like, what the fuck? You said my mic was fixed.
I'll be so upset.
I think you sound good, but we'll see. Okay. There's a lot of things that happen between you and I talking and by the time other people hear it. So
you start putting all these mods onto it. Beep. Oh my God. What do you mean? There's not much going on for me right now except like training people, doing fitnessy things. That's it.
Can I ask, are you feeling rejuvenated, recovered, or remotivated by the little holiday break?
No.
No? Just feels like another day?
Well, I worked a lot.
Yep.
So, like, it's for me, like, the holidays were like, I traveled down to see family, and then I traveled north to see more family, and then I worked on Christmas Eve, and then I worked before you came by, and then you were like my little vacation, so I got to see you and hang out.
And I got to beat your ass at Uno.
I beat you twice. Thank you, though.
So this is what happened. We played a bunch of games. I won one. Other people won most. Then Juice won one. Then we kept playing. Then Juice won a second one. So therefore, you had more wins than me. And then you went, okay, we're done with Uno. As soon as you won one more game than me, you're like, game over. Shut it down.
Yeah. You know what? I think we should go for a walk.
Convenient.
And it was mostly because you kept losing but talking a big game.
No, well, because that for most of that time until the very end, I was never losing to you.
I was either ahead of you or tied with you.
You're better at me than some games?
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense as a sentence. Speaking of not making sense as a sentence, Juice and I got together and we decided, hey, it's cold and it's gloomy out there. There's snow on the ground. There's fog in the air. It's gross. It's shitty. We need a vacation. And I said, Juice, if you could go to any video game location as a vacation, where would you pick and why?
Donkey Kong Island.
Okay. Interesting choice. Let me hear why.
It's an island, so it's warm. It's secluded, so I don't have to worry about a lot of people. I have a plethora of bananas, so I always have a high potassium food to nibble and snack on. Donkey Kong this might sound like I'm a furry, but Donkey Kong could 100% get it. So I have a beautiful strong man with me the entire time with big strong forearms.
When you said it, I think that's where my mind went immediately, was big muscles. And then I was like, but that can't possibly it. But then lo and behold, love being proved right. You know what I mean?
It wasn't the whole reason.
No, the whole wasn't the reason. Sorry, my mind, as I was formulating that sentence, created a whole story arc where you and Donkey Kong fall in genuine love, and then you refuse to leave the island, and you are married, and you find love and happiness in the arms of Donkey Kong.
All in that few moments.
1 second, yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
You've lived 1,000 lifetimes.
Wow. It's beautiful.
Gorgeous. What about you?
The first one that comes to mind for me is my...
Drench. I know. Before you even say it.
You don't get it. You got it wrong. You're wrong. Because I know what you're going
to
say.
Call to the lamb.
Exactly. That's what I knew you were going to say. And you're wrong because you're stupid. It was my island in Animal Crossing. Yeah. My island. Not any island. Not the best islands. Not Elijah Wood's island. My island.
Does Elijah Wood play Animal Crossing?
Oh my God. Did you not hear about this? So during the pandemic, when everyone kicked off with Animal Crossing, there was this thing that hit the news or whatever, the circles on the internet, because Elijah Wood put out on his social media accounts, does anyone have like a high value for the bells? Remember, you could buy and sell bells, and that was like the stock exchange. He put out on his socials like, hey, does anyone have like a high rate for selling bells on their island. And someone responded, and he went and visited their island. And then, like, there's screenshots of this everywhere, but he was just like the sweetest guy and was like, in the chat, in like his little character had his little voice bubble, "Do you mind if I pick any fruit?" And they were like, "Sure, no problem." And he's like, "This is a beautiful island, thank you." And was just like the sweetest fucking guy. And they, yeah, he just went through and spent time on these random people's islands, apparently. It was
imagine
great.
On his way out, he just like dug a hole and like, yeah, destroyed like, it and left.
Fucked, I'm gone. No, he was super fucked. Nice about it. I love that story.
Oh, yeah. I love that. Elijah Wood, the man who never ages.
Well,
it's do you think so, Timothée Chalamet is the Elijah Wood of Gen Z?
It's a lot to unpackage. It's a lot to unpackage. Did you know that Timothée Chalamet used to make YouTube videos about custom Xbox controllers? He would make custom Xbox controllers. There's a YouTube channel.
I heard he gave like all of NYU syphilis.
I feel like you and I, very different online circles. You know what I mean? What makes you... Never mind. I don't... No follow-ups, actually. Pass. Also, Timothée Chalamet walked the red carpet for a recent event holding a Beyblade.
Sick.
Yeah, right?
Resurgence of Beyblade. Let it rip.
That'd be cool. In middle school, can I be bold but brave?
What is it? Can I be...
controversial yet brave?
Controversial yet brave, yes.
Yeah. In middle school, I used to make fun of all the kids that played Beyblade. Little babies, little babies. I was playing on my own time, though. I was a piece of shit.
Me making fun of everybody playing Pokemon.
Oh my god, you made fun of people playing Pokemon?
Said it was a baby game for babies.
You have to repent for these sins. Holy shit. Except also, you were right, it is a baby game. But at the time it wasn't, now it is. No, it's like you saw the future.
Yeah, it's a baby game for babies. Yeah, yeah.
I want to be on my island. Now, it wasn't the prettiest. I never put in a ton of time to it, but I just think that there's like emotional connections that I have there. I've got friends. You know what I mean? I've got clear objectives. No idea. Don't remember. I think I had a deer at some point. But I want to go back and have that bit of nostalgia. Reconnect with old friends, like those were vacation friends essentially, right? And now that I'm going on vacation to these locations, it makes perfect sense. And then there's, you know, there's a clear trajectory. If I wanted to, I could settle in and work there and have a little working vacay, picking some fruit, mixing some flowers, having a good time.
Yeah Jumping off that immediately, my island in Disney Dreamlight Valley. Immediately, yes.
Can I say that I will not come with you on that vacation?
Come on.
No.
I have Tiana's restaurant. We can get beignets.
You know, Goofy's a fucking peeping Tom. He's looking in all the windows. Yeah, I know you're into it, you little voyeur.
Okay, here, off topic. You, me, Disney.
Dreamlight Valley?
No.
Play a game. Go to the parks.
Yeah.
Parks are expensive. I heard someone say the other day that it is more cost effective to go on a Disney cruise than it would be to spend the week in Disney parks.
You want to go on a Disney cruise?
I've never been on a cruise.
I'm about to go on one in July.
And you didn't invite me.
It's with my family. You want to come?
Your family seems cool. I've never met them, but I've heard a lot of stories.
Did I tell you the drinking story about the cruise?
No.
So
dry boat?
No, they bought a drink package. Like, so the way we got the cruise was my mom called me one day and said, "So I got us a cruise. Your father's having a lot of trouble with his siblings. He's very stressed out. So we're going on a family vacation next year." Oh, I just God, did it.
That sounds bad. That sounds, I'm out, Juice.
Oh yeah. I went, "Oh wow, really?" And she went, "Yeah, you only owe me this much money. Pay me back whenever." And I went, "Oh my God." I went, "Mom, what?" And she was just like, "Don't worry about it. It's not that much. It's much." So anyway, so here I am thinking I'm getting a free cruise. No, absolutely not. She said, "You're an adult with adult money." Mm-hmm. And then, so whatever, we're all excited. It's a big family vacation. It's going to be great. See with my brother, my nephews, my parents, we're going to have a good time. But then we see them at Christmas and they go, "So we had a bit of a problem. We got really scared. We have the unlimited drink package. Like everybody has it, because if you're in a group, you can't like each get something different. You all have to have the same thing. And me being sober, I'm the only one who wouldn't drink. So they're like, you have to get it anyway, but I can get unlimited soda pop."
You probably get some gnarly Shirley Temples.
Oh, I'm going to rock a Shirley Temple. Yeah. Shirley's I also don't trust mocktails so much good. Anymore because I kept getting real alcohol put in them. So I get a little scared.
I have the same apprehension, genuinely.
Mm-hmm. So I get a little nervous sometimes, a little nervy.
Yeah. Mm. A little nervy pervy.
A little nervy. I say nervy pervy too. Oh my God, I love it. Anyway, so they're talking and stuff. They were like, we're getting really nervous because like people who are buying now are getting capped at 12 drinks a day. And I went, 12 drinks. And they're like, I know that's like nothing, but like you don't drink. So like we'd be able to have some of yours and then like all this stuff. And I was like, what the fuck? And then they were like, but we called and we found out like we still get unlimited. And I went, I literally stopped and I went, guys, I'm literally an alcoholic and I wouldn't have 12 drinks in a day. Like, that's insane. Jesus. Like, what do you mean 12 drinks? And they were like, well, like that's nothing. Like, we have 12 drinks by noon. I'm like, all of you have a problem. All of you have problems. So
they say alcoholism's genetic, Jupes.
Jesus. Yeah. So
also, congrats on 7 years sober. I'm really proud of you.
I was going to say, yeah, it was January 2nd was my sober dates, but I posted it like 2 days later.
Yeah.
But yeah. And it was, I think it was the 2nd or the 4th. I really do forget. But anyways, do you know what my last drink was? Did I ever tell you?
Jager bomb.
No, it was at a tiki bar at Downtown Disney in Florida.
Oh, you did tell me this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was at the hangar. So anytime I go to Downtown Disney in Florida, I go by the hangar and I just like point at it. I'm like, there it is. Last place.
That's fun. I like that.
Yeah. Kind of fun. Right?
I like that a lot.
Yeah. 7 years.
My next vacation spot.
Please.
In a game world. I thought about Hyrule. I think that could be kind of cool, but at the same time,
so like dangerous.
Exactly.
So dangerous. Now,
I immediately stumbled into the same issue, but I said, fuck it, let's do it anyways. I didn't look up the name of the place. You don't
wait.
Know. Go ahead.
I got it. No,
you're
gonna I guess, got
but
it.
You're wrong. Go ahead.
I got it. Well,
you have
Jackson,
0% chance that you got
no,
this correct.
No, it's you're still Hyrule, but it's dangerous to go alone, so you bring me.
Oh, hey, listen.
Okay, go.
For me, I want to go to the land from Horizon Zero Dawn. Because it's dangerous, but
even
at least there are
dangerous.
Robot dinosaurs. Wouldn't that be cool? Are you telling me you wouldn't go to Jurassic Park? Now, what if Jurassic Park was also just techno dinosaurs? You would go to Jurassic Park with techno dinosaurs. So that's where I want to go. It's like a safari where people go on vacation, but it's techno dinosaurs.
I don't know if I would want to see techno dinosaurs. Not fair. I don't love a robot. If I can't fuck it, what's the point? Little throwback to a clip. Little throwback. We got a little throwback.
Oh my God.
Can I fuck the dinosaur? Anyways.
Jesus, just stop. Which dinosaur is sexiest, though?
Which dinosaur feels the best?
Which dinosaur know, most has the similarities genetically to Vaporeon?
My thing is like, wait, do they have plumbing? I don't think they have plumbing.
What do you need plumbing for? Just shit on the floor.
Would you shit on the floor?
Yeah.
Have you shit on the floor?
Nature floor.
You've shat on a floor before.
No, that's a lie. I haven't.
I was like, you little princess, I've never fucking done that.
You don't know.
You've never done that.
Every toilet in your house has a bidet. Which one of us is a princess?
I never said I wasn't. I have a clean asshole. You put your finger on that thing, give it a sniff, smells like clean baby's bottom.
Can I tell you something? Mm. I will never do that.
I don't invite you to. I don't think that's a great idea.
I think you just did, technically.
No, I'm saying if anybody were. You, sure. Boundary, but sure. Anybody else.
I respect
anybody
that.
Else.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for
no
respecting
no
me,
worries.
Respecting you, respecting me, and
thank
my
you,
boundaries.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
But yeah, okay. I think Robo Dinos would be a cool safari-style vacation.
I'm trying to think, what would my other one be?
So you did your homework again, eh?
No, I didn't.
What about Johto?
We are so in tune. I literally was just thinking that. Johto.
Johto?
But strictly Johto.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't want, Alola.
Oh, you're going Alola. Is it because of Alolan Raichu, who looks like they're riding a surfboard, but it's their tail?
Mostly, yeah. And I really like a lot of Alolan forms.
Is it Alolan Ponyta that's like the cotton
no.
candy? No. Which one
no,
is that?
No, that's
Cotton Candy Ponyta.
That one's the Sword and Shield one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Cotton Candy Ponytage. Fairy, fairy form. No, but I like the ride. She's really cute. Grimer looks like
oh yeah,
like rainbow boogers.
Yeah.
Executor is a palm tree.
That's pretty right? Cool.
And I want like an island. If I'm going on a vacation. Do you know what's so funny? I keep saying this. Every time I go on a vacation, I never go to an island. Ever.
Yeah.
But in my mind, I keep saying this.
Yeah.
You know? If anything, the real vacation I would go on is Roller Coaster Tycoon. That's the real vacation
yeah,
I would
you
go
would
on.
Go to an amusement park.
Yeah, I have love an amusement
Planet
park.
Planet Coaster?
Yep.
As oh, you have. Okay. Wait, what?
Yep. No.
What did you say? Sorry.
I said, like, as a kid.
Oh. Planet Coaster 2 is, like, a more recent thing. It has, like, a super intense granularity.
What's the one Roller Coaster Tycoon? That's the one I would play.
Yeah, but you just said that. And then I asked about Planet Coaster, and then you said, yeah, I played the one that I just said I'd played, and then pretended like you didn't remember that you said it.
I thought they were the same thing.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, do you have any other ones?
Kingdom Hearts.
But, like, what is that location? Because they just go into all of the Disney worlds. Like, they're not... Is there a hub? There is a hub, right? But the hub isn't the exciting part. You're just describing Disney World again.
Yeah. I really want to go to Disney. I think it'd be fun.
What was the last Disney trip you had? Are you going through withdrawals?
No, I just
it was
like,
your
think
birthday
it'd be
a year and a half ago?
No, I did. That was Universal Studios.
And then you went after TwitchCon.
I went after TwitchCon. So I went in September.
Why didn't we go after DragCon?
Because I didn't want to be in LA anymore.
Yeah, that was a trip.
We left swiftly.
We did. We were there for the appropriate amount of time.
We left as soon as we needed to leave. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not doing it this year. Perfect. We're not going to LA this year.
We're going to have to find a different event then. Because like that was fun. That was really fun.
Oh, and you want to go?
I want to go to something.
Why don't you and I just do a friend trip?
Where do you want to go?
I don't know. Where you want to go?
Yeah, we could go anywhere. That's fun.
No, we can figure it out off the pod.
If people had ideas for where we should go on a friend vacay, do you know where I think they should put it? I think that they should go to patreon.com/hitdangerpod. Because we have a whole slew of opportunities for you to engage with the podcast, the content, and the community there within over on our Patreon channel. You can get access to full video episodes. You can get access to these episodes one day before the rest of the world gets them on podcast services all over this crazy wild world. You can also, for the $10 tier, subscribe and get monthly cameo style videos. We have a review here from our most recent one where they said, hey, thanks for sending this. So if you want to be similarly elated, go and check out patreon.com/itdangerpod, where we are also talking about bulking up with an exclusive monthly video of our choosing. However, if you have no loons or tunes to spare, please go and check out our Instagram account, instagram.com/itdangerpod. And over there, you can engage with one of our reels, drop a comment, share it with a friend, whatever you would like. We appreciate the support, however you choose to show it.
We're going to see you next time with a little bit more. It's dangerous to go alone. So, hey, listen.
Fuck, it's so good.